Abstract. We currently live in the internet age, and our main means of finding out about the events that happen around us are social networks, which are open source media, that is, where anyone can publish texts without doing any research or fact-checking. The worst thing is that this type of communication is shared so easily that within a few minutes the publication goes viral, which has led to the emergence of two dangerous phenomena, fake news and post-truth, that is to say, the false news and the relativization of the truth, which spread very easily through social networks. A situation that we should all be concerned about, since the democratic system in which we live depends on the good information that reaches the population. Then the question arises, how does the written press contribute to the formation of critical thinking and the consolidation of democratic states in a world dominated by social networks? Question before which our main objective arises, to analyze the contribution of the written press in the formation of critical thinking and consolidation of democratic states. And to fulfill it, we used the methodology of the scientific literary review, and to collect the information, the syncretic cards were used, which allowed us to obtain the data for the respective discussion, reaching the conclusion that there is a direct relationship between the development of critical thinking, the written press and the consolidation of democratic states, which is why journalists must design various strategies to revive both virtual and physical newspapers, because it is in this format that research is carried out to ensure the transmission of information that the public needs to consolidate their critical thinking. A necessary condition for democracy.